Today's Mamatzin of Samech, the last off in Parakas Oven. We're with the Mishnah on the bottom of Nuntes Amud Beis. In Me'arvin Peres Peperes. The halacha is that if you make up with someone to sell him peres from a certain field, you're not allowed to mix it in peres from a different field along with that. Afilu chadashim achadashim. Even if it's the same level of peres, they're both new fruits, you can't mix it in. Vein sarachleim achadashim yishanim. And obviously, you can't mix in worse fruits, meaning chadashim yishanim. If he thought he was buying yishanim, old ones, which are better, you can't mix in chadashim, which are worse. The MS Amru. In truth, they said, and we're going to see in the Gemara what this means is, anytime the Gemara says the emes amru means this is the halacha that b'yayin etiru la'arev koshe birach, that b'yayin they were matir for the meicher to mix in yayin koshe, meaning hard and strong wine, with rach, with weak wine. And mepneishu mashbicha, the reason is because that's the way to make it better, and that's the way to do the right mix to make the wine better, and that's what they let. And ein me'arvin shimer yayin b'yayin, you can't add in the sediments into the wine. Avol nice and layishmaru, but you could add in its sediments. We're going to see in the Gemara what exactly this means. We just said you can't, now we're saying you can. And we're going to see when it's usser and when it's mutter. Mishan is our mayin b'yayna, is someone who added water. He diluted his wine and added water to his wine. Layim karina b'chanos. He should not sell it in a store because people think they're buying straight up wine and they don't realize that it's already diluted. And layim karina idea, unless you tell the buyer, you tell every single buyer that, by the way, this is diluted wine and there was water placed in. Vlay the tagar, and you're not allowed to sell it to a tagar, which is a merchant. Afol pisha idea, you can't sell it to him, even if you tell him that you mixed in the water. And the reason is Shayna and the Ramasbay, because he's for sure going to sell it off as if it's pure wine 100%. He's not going to tell the people that there's water in it, and therefore you can't assist that, and you can't even sell it to the Tagar, even if you tell them. Makam Shinagu, Lahatomay Miyayin Yatilu. But however, in a place where that's the Minigam Makam to dilute the wine and put the water into the wine, you're allowed to do it in a place like that. Hatagar, Noitel Mechamish Granis. The halacha is that the Tagar, the merchant, he's allowed to buy from five different storage houses of Tvua. He's allowed to buy his Tvua from all these places. And he puts it into one big bin and sells it to the people, because everyone knows that he doesn't buy from one specific place. He's buying from different places. And if you buy from the merchant, so you don't know exactly which field he got it from, so it's going to be okay for him to get it from wherever he gets it from. And also, mechamish gitas, he could buy wine from five different bins. He could put it into one. But he shouldn't have kavana to mix it. What does this mean? This means that he shouldn't have kavana to buy most of it from one place where they have very good payers, and then it's going to become known that he gets his payers from the best place, he's got the best stuff, and then he's going to mix in other stuff to cut his costs, but everyone is really coming to him because they think he's getting it from the best place. That's something you shouldn't do. Either way, zok the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, in tzarach leimer chadoshes me'arba v'yishanes mishanos. So we saw in the Mishnah one thing, that when you're selling wine, or you're selling payers rather, you shouldn't mix in peres from a different field that the buyer didn't realize he's buying from. And for sure, the Mishnah told us, you don't even have to say that you're not going to mix in new peres for old peres, because the old peres are obviously better. And if he thought he was buying the old peres, you have to keep it all old peres. But the Brayis expands on that and says, for sure that's true in a case where the chadashes, the new peres, are, they cost four. What does that mean? You could buy four of them for one sela, meaning it's cheaper. And the old ones, you could only buy three for a sela, meaning the yishanas are three for a sela, so it's actually more expensive. So for sure, in that case, you can't give him chadashas instead of yishanas, because the chadashas are cheaper, and he thought he was getting the yishanas. Then me'arvin. For sure, in that case, you're not going to be able to. Ella afilu chadashas mishalosh v'yishanas me'arba. Even if it was the opposite, and the chadashas, the new ones, cost more, you could only get three for a sela. So even in that case, you can't mix in chadashas if he thought he was buying yishanas. Why? In me'arvin. Because maybe he actually wanted to buy the chadashas. He wanted to buy new ones because he wanted to have it for a long time. And then the day I hear that the older ones are better and they're even more expensive, maybe. But then the day he wanted to buy new ones, you have to give him new ones. Maybe he wanted to keep them around a long time, and the old ones are not going to stay as long as the new ones. And therefore, maybe he wants it for much later on. Adam writes at the yashan, and therefore you're not going to be able to do it in either case. We saw in the Mishnah later, but emes amru behind the tirul arev kasha barach mepneishu mashbicha. You're allowed to mix in strong wine with weak wine. Why? Because that's the way to make it better. That's the way to mix the wines and make it better. Amar Belazar, Ada Amra. Belazar said that this shows us that one thing we see from here, that kol be'emes amru halachahi. Anytime we say be'emes amru, like we said in the Mishnah, we're going to see in the Gemara, this is it. Anytime we see be'emes amru, in truth, they said the following halacha, that's halacha. That means this is the halacha, that you're allowed to mix it in. Amar Menachman, Menachman says, u'beina gita shanu. That's only true, this heter, to mix yain rach with yain kosher, that's only true, beina gita, before it's prepared, before it's finished, meaning while it's still fermenting, at the stage that you're still preparing the wine, that's when you're allowed to. However, once the wine is already bottled, and once you have two different wines that are on the shelf to go and mix them, that's just going to ruin them. So Rav Nachman tells us this is very important to know, that you're only allowed to mix them b'nagitas while it's still in the form of preparation. That's when actually you can make good blends of wines, but at the point where you have, you know, finished products, that's not going to make it any better, and you're not going to be able to do it at that point. But says the Gemara, To ask the Gemara, what about nowadays that they mix the wine shalei benagitas once it's already prepared and they do it not at that beginning fermented stage but rather only later on? So how does that work? Amar Rav Papa says the other become achli because the minuk over there was that everyone knew that they would do this, they would mix it later on and they're meichel and that's why it's going to be okay. Rav Achmeri, there become Amar Hamani, who is that going according to that they would mix it even at that later stage? Rav Achli, it's going according to Rav Achli the Tanya because we learned in the Bais. Rav Achli matir bedavar anit. Rav Achli is matir to mix the two types of wines if it's done. Meaning it gives tasters and you're able to taste it before you buy it. So if you taste it, you're going to know exactly what's going on. You're going to know that it was mixed and therefore that's why it's going to be okay. Said the Mishnah by Tervein Arvin, Shimre Yain Biyain, Avon Nais Anoy, as Shmarav. You can't add in the sediments, but you could add in its sediments. What does this mean? Says Marva Amr Teresho, Ain Marvin Cloud. Didn't the Teresho just say that you're not allowed to add in sediments? Says Marva Chitim, Amay Nais Anoy, as Shmarav. Maybe you're going to tell me that. What does it mean you add in the sediments? That you tell him, I added in sediments, and as long as you tell him, it's going to be okay. Says Marva Hadamir Diktani Seifa. From the fact that the Seifa spoke that out, and it said, Leim Karina Bachanos, you shouldn't sell the wine. That, and the Seifa was talking about a case where you added water. That you shouldn't sell it in a store. Elohim came with you unless you tell the buyers that you added in water. And you can't sell it to a merchant even if you do tell him because he's going to scan people. The point is that the fact that the Seifa spoke out that the case was different if you told him, then Mechlal Dereisha, it's Mechlal that the Reisha, it implies that the Reisha that didn't speak out that there's a difference. It sounds like it would be the same din even if you told him because the Seifa spoke out that there's a difference. The Reisha didn't, and therefore it sounds like the difference would only be in the Seifa. When in the ratio, it wouldn't make a difference, and even if you told him, it would be an issue. So what exactly is the case where you're allowed to add in the sediments? It's not when you told him. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Hachakam, this is how you have to understand what was going on in the Mishnah. That in Arvin Shmarim Shal Emesh B'Shel Yoyim. You're not allowed to mix the sediments from yesterday's wine in today's wine. That's what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to mix in today's from yesterday's. But today's, the one from today, meaning the same one, you're allowed to put its sediment that it came with, you're allowed to keep that in the wine. So we actually have a price like this. Someone who pours wine for his friend, he shouldn't add in the sentiments from yesterday for today's. But he's allowed to mix in. He could add in, meaning yesterday's with yesterday's, and today's with today's. That's not going to be an issue. Said the Mishnah Baiter, someone who adds wine or water into his wine, he shouldn't sell it in a store to people who don't know that. Unless he tells the person that's buying that he added in water. And as we saw in the Mishnah, said Vayter, the Tagar, and you can't sell it to a merchant, even if you do tell him, because he's not going to tell the people he's selling it to. It says Gemara, Rava, Aisulei Chamra Mechanusa Rava, they brought him wine from a certain store, and Mazge, he added in water, and then Tame, he tasted it, and they have a balsam, he didn't like it, it wasn't Geshmaka wine. So Shadu Lechanusa, there was still a return policy, and he sent it back. So Abai told him, didn't we learn in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to give back wine? You can't sell wine to a Tagar, to a merchant, if you add it in water, and you just added it in water. How are you giving it back to the guy? Even if you tell him that you added water, he's going to scam other people. So Amalei, Rava told Abai, Mizgedidi, made the idea. My type of diluting the wine, everyone knows what I do, and therefore since I add in a lot of water, it's very nikela ayin what's going on over here, and everyone's going to realize that there was water added, and therefore there's no chash that he's going to scam other people. Says Gemara, v'chi tema, and Rava continued, v'chi tema the tafi mechayli, maybe you're going to tell me that he's going to continue diluting it and adding in more wine to kind of balance it out and make sure people don't realize that there's water in it, because he could play around and just add more wine into it, and he's going to sell it like that and not tell people that there's water in it. Says Rabbah, imkein ein l'davar seif. If so, there's no ein l'davar seif. There's no end to the chashas we could have, and that's why we're not going to be chashish for such a scenario. Said the Mishnah Baiter, makom shnagu lahatul mayim b'yayin etilu, in a place that the minhag makom was to add wine, to add water into the wine, in that typical case you're allowed to do it. Says Gemara Tana, we learned in the Braisa, the mechza, L'shlish or l'rvia, how much could you add in? So depending on the minhag makom, that's what you're going to be able to do. L'mechza, either half, l'shlish, a third, l'rvia, a fourth. Depending on the minhag over there, that's how much you're going to be able to add. Amar Rav, Rav says, u'bein agita shanu. This is only true, again, bein agita, between the vats, meaning before it's in the finished process, while it's still fermenting, but after it's already bottled, at that point, you're not going to be able to add any water. Zok the Mishnah. The last mission in Paragazov. Rabbi Yudaimer, Leyachalek, Chenvani, Klois, Vegas, and Latinakis. A Chenvani, a storekeeper, shouldn't give out free candy, basically, different types of sweet nuts. Shouldn't give it out to the Tinakis, to the kids. Why? Because by giving out free candy, obviously the kids are going to hang around your store, and you have an unfair advantage over the other stores. Very interesting. Allah. The Chacham say, there's no problem to do that. It's a free country. If you want to give out free candy to entice people to come to your store, that's a good business practice, and that's something you are allowed to do. Another thing you're not allowed to do according to the Yehuda, you're not allowed to sell too cheap. You can't sell cheaper than everyone else because everyone's going to come to you. Says the Gemara, v'chamur, some continues the Mishnah, v'chamur, and the Chamur argue again. So you know, zachar l'tayv. Actually, you're going to be zachar l'tayv if you do that for bringing down the price for all the consumers. Lo yover es agrisin. You shouldn't sift out the greasin when you're selling beans, greasin. So you shouldn't sift out the psoilus from the beans and the bad stuff and make it look very, very good. Because if it looks very, very good, the chashash is they're going to overcharge because of that. And that's why you should not do this sifting before you sell. They're very bashal. That's how bashal. The chacham say that, no, that's no problem. However, the chacham remind him that shalayover me'apim migura. You shouldn't do it only on the top. If you do it only on the top and you make it look like the entire thing has this level of sifting and it's all really refined, that's going to be a problem. But if you do it, it has to be the whole thing, meaning the top of it has to represent, and the top has to represent what the whole thing is actually, and that's where it's going to be motor according to the chachamim. But the chachamim are going to be maskim that if you only make the top of it look good and you're going to sell it off kiilu, it's like that. That's going to be a problem. They speak it out because it's like you're stealing people's eye. Because again, they think this all is the same quality, but they don't realize it's only at the top. When you're selling people, that would be a Eved Kanani that you're selling. You're not allowed to make him look too good. You're not allowed to make him look better than he really is for the same chashash. Also not the behemoth. Also not Caleb. Zok the Gemara. My time, the Rabbanan. What's the reason the Rabbanan that said that you're allowed to, the first thing we saw in the Mishnah, you're allowed to give out free candies to get the kids over to your store? No, really, because you can tell the other storekeepers that are losing business because of this. I'm giving out nuts. At plague shiske. You give out different types of fruits or shkedim. You give out better stuff. If you want to entice people to come to your store, you're open and welcome to do that as well. And therefore, there's no problem. Next thing we saw, you shouldn't sell too cheap according to the Biyuda. But no, Chacham said no problem. Zachar l'tayv, actually, if you bring down the prices, that's very good. Zachar l'tayv says, what is the reason the Rabbanan that holds Zachar l'tayv? Mishum, the Kamar v'chladar. At the end of the day, you're bringing down the price for the consumers, and that's a very good thing, and that's why the Chachamim hold Zachar l'tayv. You're not allowed to sift out all the psalas from the beans. Chacham say no problem. Says the Gemara, who is the Chachamim? Rav Acha. It's Rav Acha. We have a braisa. Rav Acha matir b'dover anir. Rav Acha is matir b'dover anir. If it's nira la'ayin, that it's that good, and therefore there's no problem. What's the problem? You're making it look better? Okay, great. You're making it look better. You're actually being mashbiach the stuff. Don't sell it more than enough, but at the end of the day, if you made it better, then it actually costs more, and a person would rather pay a little bit extra to have finely sifted beans where it's all going to be good, and therefore that's a sellable item, and there's no problem to do that. Tzak the Mishnah Vayter, ve'in mefarchesin, lo'yza adam, so we saw that you're not allowed to make the Adam, you're not allowed to make an Eved Kanani look too good, or your Behema, or your Kalim. Don't look them, make them look better than they are when you sell them. Says Gemara, we have a Braisa. In Misharbetin as Behema. This means that you can't like puff out its hair. You can't make the Behema look a lot better by combing it out in a certain way that it looks a lot bigger than it actually is. You also can't bloat it. You're giving it certain types of things that it's actually going to look bigger for a certain amount of time. The insurance is a buzzer, my mind. Also, don't soak its buzzer, its flesh, in water because that's going to make it look whiter again. And again, for the same reason, when it's not actually to that standard, you're making it temporarily look a little better. Says the Gemara, clarifies the Gemara, mine in Misharbatin. What's this Misharbatin that they would do to make the animal look bigger? Sachatar gave me over here in Bavel, they explain, my the Chizra, it's bran water that they would give it, and therefore it would make its hair stand up and it would get bloated a little bit. Ziri Amr Ziri explains, in the name of Rav Kahana, that Mizkafto, that it means that they would comb out the hair in a way that it just makes the animal look bigger, that you're not allowed to do. Shmuel, shura lemirme tume lesarbelo. Shmuel allowed the sellers of garments to add these type of hinges on the end in order to make it look better. Rabbi Huda shara lechasume krome. Rabbi Huda allowed them to do something to the baguette to make it look a lot nicer before they sold it. Rabba shara lemedak tsrade. Rabba allowed them to beat the canvas before they sold it. Rabba shara letzalume gire. Rabba allowed them to paint arrows on the begonim to make it look better. Rav Papa bar Shmuel shara letzalume dikule. He allowed them to paint the baskets that they were selling. Either way, these are all types of things that different Amaram allowed them to do to make the item look nicer before they sold it. Says Gemara Ba'anan Tanan, how could they possibly do that? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Ein Mifarchasin, Lo'yis Adam, Lo'yis Mehema, Lo'yis Kalim, and not Kalim either? And these are all Kalim, so you're not allowed to make them look nicer before you sell them. Says Gemara Le'kasha, it's not Le'kasha, why? Ha Bechadati, Ha Be'atiki. Where are you allowed to do it? That's new ones. They're new anyway, so you can make it look better before you sell it. But old ones, to make it look like it's all new when it's really, really used and old and it's not that level of quality, that's where you're not allowed to do it. ends off the Gemara, Pirchus de Odomai. What's making a person look better? You can't sell an Eved Kanani and make him look a lot better before you do it, but what's Pirchus de Odom? How do you exactly do that? Says the Gemara, Ki Hodau Abdesava. I'll tell you with a story. There was a story of this very old Eved Kanani. He had white hair, naturally, he was very old, and he went and dyed his hair and his beard, and he did it obviously to look a lot younger. So also made Rava, he came before Rava, and Amarlehi, Zibnon, he told Rava, buy me. So Amarlehi, Rava told him, you aniyim b'nei mesachot, the good thing to do is that you're supposed to have aniyim yisrael, you're supposed to have yidin that are aniyim, that you're going to be mefarnes. You're not supposed to buy an Eved Kanani and have him in your house and help him out. You're supposed to buy aniyim that are yisraelim and use your resources to help out yidin that need it. So Rava says, the better thing to do is to focus on that, and therefore I'm not going to buy you, you're Eved Kanani. So I was like, made of Papa Bar Shmuel, he came before a Papa Bar Shmuel and Zamne, and Papa Bar Shmuel bought him. So what happened was, Yemechad, Amar Leir, Papa Bar Shmuel tells him, he was his new Eved Kanani, so naturally he told him, Ashken Mai, bring me a cup of water. So Azal, Chavri L'Reish L'Dikne, he went and dyed his hair back to what it was, or he just washed off the paint, whatever he did, and now it was white, and he looked like this really old man. And Amar Leir, the Eved, told her, Papa Bar Shmuel, Chazida Ano Kashish Me'avuch, I'm even older than your father, look at me, I'm older than your father, and you're asking me to pour you a cup of water? Sakari Anaf Sheir, Papa Bar Shmuel called about himself. He read the following pasuk that tzaddik mitzar nechlatz vayovei acher tachtov, that a tzaddik is going to be saved from the tzara, but a different person is going to enter in his place and take that bad thing. Meaning, Rava got out of this, and Rava was saved from the tzara. That's Rava in the pasuk tzaddik mitzar nechlatz. Rava was saved from this because he did the right thing, and he wanted to focus on Aniya Yisrael, and that's why he didn't buy the Eved Kanani. Whereas I didn't do that, and therefore I'm stuck with this old Eved Kanani that I'm not going to be able to get probably my money's worth out of. And on that note, Hadron Aloch Hazov.